Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, I know that you are a proud Gen Xer.
It's the greatest generation of all time.
Then you're going to love this. The Gen X Comedy Tour.
I'm excited about this.
Is taking over the Emerald Queen Casino on Thursday, October 9th, next week. And we have Justin Ruppel on right now, who is the host and resident millennial for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Tour. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are we, my favorite people?
Oh, dude, we're doing great. I love that you're doing this because, as I've said time and time again, I think everybody would agree that the Generation X is the greatest generation.
Yeah, even the millennial agrees. That's the problem, is that that Generation X was the best because they just shut the heck up.
Right.
They knew not to stir the pot, don't bring any attention on me. And as a millennial, I'm watching these guys operate, and quite frankly, I was like, oh, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, think about the boomers. They're just bitching about everything. Then you got the Gen X, like you said, we're doing what we do. Millennials, it's all about, what about me? What about my? And then all the other generations that have come out since then, I don't even understand what language they're speaking. So who knows what they're talking about?
I don't know what they're talking about. But here's the problem, is that as a millennial, I was so involved in our music and our comedy and all that stuff. But the Gen X is very reminding me they're reminding me every day. Hey, bud, we were teenagers when that happened. You were a kid. And I was like, oh, man, that is your stuff.
I mean, at millennials as well, like, we got to experience, like, so many different ways of consuming music, which I don't know if any future generation will get to other than through digital.
Boy, that's such a good point. I mean, literally, I remember having 45s. I remember having single records. Then I went to cassette tapes. Then I went to CDs. Then I went to burnt CDs. Then MP3s. And now these kids are just going to have it beamed into their skull like that Batman movie, you know?
Which actually does sound kind of cool.
What's next?
And Justin, I, like you, am also a millennial, but I kind of identify as a Gen Xer. And so you're the host and resident millennial for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Tour. Tell us a little bit about what that involves and who all is going to be there on Thursday, October 9th.
It's quite the show because they have taken over an entire space every time they come in. So there's comedy. Each one of them does a set, and the thems are the Real Slim Sherry, the Professor Nick Harrison, the Dad Bod veteran John Wellington, and Kelly Mano. And together, all of us have about 25 million followers behind us. So I guess Gen X is not as quiet as I thought. But it's like a variety show with all the music, live music, crowd interaction. There's dancing, there's singing, there's comedy. It's, imagine if Gen X had control of the Emerald Queen Casino, and now we do.
And our bud, you mentioned the Professor Nick Harrison, who's a friend of the show, and I've spent some time and hung with Nick because he's also a big wrestling fan, and he managed me once when I wrestled in Lacey, Washington, which was kind of awesome. But Nick is also known for the guy that does all the Yacht Rock songs on social media.
That's right. That's right. Nick is well known for that. As a matter of fact, he's taken some of the most catchy Yacht Rock songs in history, turned them into our grunge music. You know, some of the stuff he's done of turning Nirvana into Yacht Rock and back in the opposite way. The guy is the musical masterpiece of our group. It's quite the experience. It's nothing like seeing Miggsy wrestle.
But, no, it's I mean, who doesn't want to see me in spandex?
We actually pay people for that. We do. We pay them to come.
Oh, I just turned into Jeff Goldblum there. I guess Miggsy in spandex. Oh, smuggling plums. Yes, he is. Yes.
Just, I got to ask you, though. I mean, you lived in the Pacific Northwest, and I know you're in LA now, but I mean, and I know you're a fan of sports. You've got to, just like the rest of us, have to be caught up in all the craziness that's going on with the Mariners.
Brother, I am walking around my house in my 1995 Starters Mariners jacket, doing my Dave Niehaus impression, looking right now at my opening day, seat six, row 37, 148, when it was still Safeco Field, brother. This is the greatest moment in my fandom history. I just wish Dave was still with us. That's all I wish.
Justin, you mentioned you can do a mean Dave, you know, impersonation. Can we hear one?
Hello, everybody. Dave Niehaus here. And what a beautiful year for baseball. My, oh, my. Doesn't matter if it's Julio or Cal. It's going to be out of here. Soto Mojo.
Yes!
That kind of sounds like Dave Niehaus after dark. I was getting a little turned on.
Yeah. he's had a few bourbons, and that one was low. Outside ball one.
So great.
That is my favorite stuff he used to do. Low outside. Rumble that microphone.
Justin Ruppel, you're going to be the host and the resident millennial for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Tour. If you don't mind, we have to play a quick song, but we would like to come back with you and see just how well you think you know Gen Xers.
Yes, I will be there. Bring it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us, we are chatting with Justin Ruppel, who is going to be the host of Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour that's happening this next Thursday, October 9th at Emerald Queen Casino Event Center. Justin, we got to put you to the test with some Gen X facts since you are, like me, identifying as a Gen Xer.
Yeah, well, now I'm scared because my team will get on me if I don't get all of these right. So.
All right. Well, we dubbed this the Sounds of Generation X. So I found different sounds, like from commercials or TV shows or music, whatever it is. I want to see if you can figure out what we're talking about. And Taryn, since you're also identifying as a Gen Xer as well, feel free to jump in as well. So I'm going to start off with a very easy one. I feel like every Gen Xer knows this one, and I want you to finish this jingle.
The best part of waking up.
Soldiers in your cup.
Yeah.
Folgers in your cup.
Mornings are brighter with mountain-grown Folgers because mountain-grown coffee.
Although I have to say, as a Gen Xer, I don't know if I've ever had a cup of Folgers coffee. I was a kid. My parents weren't letting me drink coffee.
Well, I remember Adam Ray, our old friend in Seattle, used to have a joke. He's like, the song should go, the best part of waking up is not dying in your sleep.
Also, quick aside about Adam, how is this guy friends with all the Seattle Mariners? Because I see him partying in the dugout with those guys.
Because the man works harder than anybody I know. The guy, I don't think he sleeps. I think he's like Da Vinci, where he just takes cat naps every 15 minutes. But God, hey, look, he's having fun, man. I need him to be the ambassador of fun, because I can't always be up there. So
yeah, this guy's just up into the wee hours of the night with the Seattle Mariners when they were Clinton. I was like, dude, good for you.
I was like, give me the beer jacket. I want to smell it. It smells like winning.
Next one. This one, well, you'll figure out what I'm talking about when you hear this.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. Gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF.
All right, Justin Ruppel, who's hosting the Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour. True Gen Xers know TGIF. Can you name three shows that were featured on TGIF on ABC?
Well, let's start it off, right? So it depended on which year you saw it.
Okay,
it started at the 8 o'clock. It started at the 8 o'clock hour with Full House. Doom, do 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 do. And then it would go. Family Matters is next, followed by Step by Step, and in the 9:30 spot, because it was the adult comedy, Perfect Strangers.
Dude, also, Step by Step, first of all, I think that was the first time where I had feelings for both the daughter and the mom in a show.
I know. Oh, my God, brother.
Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
Suzanne. I mean, that show, everybody on that show, they knew they were influencing us for the rest of our lives. With Cody.
Oh, and then also Boy Meets World was a part of it at one point. Oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Cooper, I forgot. Jeez, you are... This is it, man. This is why the best generation right there.
All right, we're talking with Justin Ruppel. Again, check out Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour. It's going to be over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Thursday, October 9th. Go to emeraldqueen.com to get tickets. It's going to be a great time with great comedy, music, and other stuff as well. And speaking of music, if you're a true Gen Xer, you should be able to name this infamous group. So who sang this song?
Well, that's a trick question.
It is. It is a trick question.
Because Milli and Vanilli, they claimed to be the singers of the song, but they were not, in fact, the singers of the song. Both Milli and Vanilli were lip sync experts from across the pond. Oh, Milli Vanilli.
And it's crazy to think back then that got them canceled. And I saw somebody comment saying in 2025, nobody would even give a crap.
No.
And here's what's even worse. They would have been able to sing. I remember hearing them sing at that press conference that got them busted. And I was like, okay, you're just a little off key. If auto-tune existed the way it did back then, they would have had a career.
I saw one. I know one of the members is no longer with us, but I saw one of the members. He was performing one of the Milli Vanilli songs at like an old age home, and it was like I was happy to see he's still performing. Because I mean, who are we to tell you what to do with your performance life? But also, I was like, man, right. That is a tough go.
You know what? I would blame it on the rain.
Okay.
Oh, that is such a jam.
Okay, that's now we've gone too far. You millennials are kicked out. Us Gen Xers would never say something like that.
Justin, you are going to be on fire next week at the EQC Event Center. People can go to emeraldqueen.com to get tickets for the Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour. And thanks for just playing along with us this morning. Gen X is the greatest generation.
It is, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being such great representation and keeping Seattle on lockdown during this crazy time.
And go Mariners.
Go Mariners. Soto Mojo, baby.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you have what it takes to beat Steve Migs on his birthday of all days?
I won the earlier one.
He has 314 wins, 101 losses, and 86 ties so far in 2025. Were you by any chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Because there were three correct answers to the next game given out. So call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.